Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The former Cambridge nanny, who was charged with murder until this week, is back home in her native Ireland. Aisling Brady McCarthy says she's glad to be home and blames police and prosecutors for the case against her, saying they should be ashamed of themselves. The case was dropped on Monday after a medical examiner changed the finding on the cause of death of the one-year-old in McCarthy's care. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, while the case is closed, the debate over what's called shaken baby syndrome goes on.
Although no longer facing criminal charges, 36-year-old Aisling Brady McCarthy found herself back in government custody yesterday afternoon.
She surrendered herself to ICE authorities via a prearranged agreement between the state probation office, ICE, and her attorney.
Sean Newdower is with the Boston Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. He says immigration officials agreed to expedite Brady McCarthy's deportation. Immigration officials discovered that Brady McCarthy was living in the U.S. illegally after her 2013 arrest on first-degree murder charges for the death of Rima Sabir, a one-year-old Cambridge infant that Brady McCarthy was taking care of. On Monday, prosecutors formally dropped those charges after the state medical examiner said she could no longer conclude that the child's death was a homicide. McCarthy's defense attorney is Melinda Thompson.
What should be happening in these cases and what should have happened in this case is a complete, full medical investigation. And that didn't happen. That happened as a result of 10 doctors from across the country and the world who volunteered on behalf of Ms. McCarthy to investigate this case. And that investigation should have been done before she was arrested.
Medical examiners are medical doctors and scientific professionals who work to determine the cause and manner of deaths based on the best available information.
Felix Brown is a spokesman with the State Executive Office of Public Safety, which oversees the State Medical Examiner's Office.
When new and relevant information becomes available, they factor that into their analysis, and in rare cases, that new information changes their determination.
Brown says this is only the second time since 2006 that the state medical examiner has amended the manner of death on an autopsy. The other time was just last year, and it also involved the death of a child, and it caused murder charges to be dropped. The two cases also involved the same child abuse specialist, Dr. Alice Newton, who is now at Massachusetts General Hospital. She's declined to comment for this story. Prosecutors say the new information that came forward in Brady McCarthy's case includes the child's pediatric records and the possibility that the one-year-old may have had a rare bleeding disorder that could have caused her to bruise more easily. But many doctors say shaken baby syndrome, or abusive head trauma as it's often called, is a clear medical diagnosis that's not easy to mistake.
Sadly, this is a reality of current life in medicine, and one has to be skeptical in seeing a sudden turn in a case like this.
Pediatrician Eli Neuberger suggests there may be an ulterior motive for some doctors.
The first thing that occurred to me was, is this pathologist grooming himself or herself for the lucrative defense business across the country?
Dr. Neuberger testified for the state in a 1997 case in Massachusetts where a nanny from overseas, Louise Woodward, was charged with killing a child and eventually released. Neuberger maintains that current science has made abuse even easier to spot. But Lisa Cavanaugh, director of the Innocence Project at the state's Public Defender Program, says McCarthy's case has shown that the causes of abusive head trauma are not always clear.
There are many instances where the presence of a set of injuries has been attributed to an intentional act, and there's far more ambiguity than that. And And I think that the changes in the medical examiner opinion are a reflection of that.
What might be clearer is that many people in Brady McCarthy's native Ireland are eager for her to return home. Julianne Sheridan is news editor at Northern Sound Radio in Brady McCarthy's home county.
A lot of people are grateful that after re-review and how it has ultimately come to the right decision for Aisling, they've always maintained her innocence. And I suppose a lot of people are asking, will Aisling, take a case against somebody in relation to being held in prison for over 2 years on a charge that she didn't commit?
It's not known if Brady McCarthy will pursue a lawsuit where the medical debate over abusive head trauma would continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.